The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Northern California. How are we today?
Exhausted.
I'm sure it is, but it's good. Well, the weather's good.
The weather's beautiful.
Happy October.
Thank you.
We're here. This is the California Adventure District Radio Show. My name is Nigel, and I'm my co-pilot, James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine.
And this is my birthday month.
Happy a whole month.
Yeah.
That means you get cake every day.
Right.
Right.
Like I need it.
Right. So, welcome back. How's your week?
It was prosperous. We have completely moved out of our facility, our old location. As many people may know or not know, we are moving our business and our store. So our old location has been vacated. Our new location is completely full.
So for those who don't know, Enjoy, the store, has moved from from Placer to the old Boardmart building.
Yeah.
And so that's a good repurposing. And so you've been busy with that.
We have. Last night I finished took the old wood down, the old knotty pine planks that were filling the walls, which are beautiful, by the way, but we had a different little decor that we wanted to do, so we've been taking those down and preserving them because we've been told that they're like 118 years old.
Very
and
good.
So we've stored them in the back, and people are wanting to buy them, so we do have, they're like almost 10 inches wide by 12 feet long. So that's been cool. But what we discovered behind some of those plank walls was the original building from the 1800s, and there was plaster. And I noticed that there was a chip in one of the plaster and saw it looked like there was brick back there. And so I've been jackhammering the walls and taking
the plaster. You have a new
talent. Yeah, right? I feel like an Italian artist creating sculpture in the wall. So last night we pressure washed to get all the dust out, and today is truly unboxing and starting to put things in place, I should
say. So you have a new place to do your Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
The holidays. End of October, beginning of November. Very good. So beginning of October, thankfully, it's getting a little cooler.
Hopefully.
The fires are under control.
But I have lived here off and on my whole life, and I can tell you, I have actually gone trick-or-treating as a child in the snow.
Yep.
And I've gone trick-or-treating when it's 110. So you never know what you're going to get for October.
Okay, so this is radio show number 20, and we have a full house.
We do.
A few weeks ago, we had Amber here from Ninja Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the main man himself, Mr. Kevin Cry. Kevin, I would say, is a staple in the Reading community, but I have a feeling many people don't know exactly what it is he does. Kevin, say good morning.
Good morning.
So Kevin Cry, he owns the Ninja Coalition gym at the Mount Shasta Mall, but also actually Ninja Coalition, the parent company, correct?
Correct.
So Kevin, I know a lot of people know who you are, but I'm sure many don't. So why don't you give us a quick overview of who you are?
Oh, probably the most wildly broken individual, but having a great time doing it with my beautiful wife and three kids. So,
yeah. You don't look broken.
Yeah.
You look like you're in pretty good shape.
You know, I've gotten to know Kevin quite well, and come to the conclusion that when the apocalypse happens here in a few months or so, there's going to be one guy that's going to continue to work. Say, no, not right now, I'm busy. right? One of the hardest workers in Reading, for sure. So he owns Ninja Coalition, so he represents American Ninja Warriors, the ones that we see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He also represents some Olympians mm-hmm. who we've seen on TV,
mm-hmm.
all here in Reading. He's also now the CEO, working with a company called Endless Rope, and there's some other things in the pipeline. So I wanted people to know about Mr. Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin can give a little bit of overview of who he is and what he does here in town.
For sure.
Yeah, one of the things I really enjoy is creating like three-way wins. I really like working with an individual that's got a product, a purpose, a passion, and then trying to give wings to that. And what's really weird for me is actually being on this side of the mic. You know, for so long I wanted to I thought that I needed to survive a shark attack or, you know, a plane crash, do something great. So, you know, I felt like God could use my life and look what he survived. But what I really realized is I'm a lot more impactful just being behind the curtain. Mm. And I really enjoyed it. You know, if I'm walking through an airport with somebody represent, like, you know, I have a very eclectic group. I have like Javier Colon, who won season one of The Voice. And then you've got George Johnson, George A. Johnson, who's a writer, director, producer, who won an Emmy, and it's got a huge movie coming out called Pulled from Darkness. Mm. And then you have like Brody Malone, who's a Stanford senior, and he's the top American male gymnast, and you know he's over in Tokyo. So in you know the span of just a very short time, it's very different verticals, very different people.
So what I mean technically, what is it that you do for them? Are you what would that be called? Are you their agent? What,
correct.
I mean, okay,
yes.
So it's, yeah. All right.
The state of California would call me an agent.
Agent,
yes.
Okay. Yeah,
follow the money, Jerry
yeah,
Maguire.
Yeah,
he's the Jerry Maguire of Reading.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of a funny story how it even started.
Well, that's what I was interested in.
Yeah.
Like, is that your background? Like, how? I
mean, no.
Is it serendipitous? Is
no.
It,
I was involved in a tech company, and I had to come home for roughly like 18 hours or so. My wife said, instead of coming home from Phoenix and then turning around within a day and then going to Texas, why don't you just go to Texas a day early? And you ever seen the movie Caddyshack?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the gopher?
Love
in the backyard? Yeah, so I was in the backyard trying to kill a gopher or a mole or a vole, whatever it was. And I'm literally tearing up my backyard. So finally I said, you know what, I'm just going to level the whole thing. I'm going to make a Ninja Warrior course in the backyard. And so I'm going to redo it. So I'm going to go to Houston a day early. I'm going to check out this Ninja Warrior gym there. And I wound up getting a session with the owner, a guy named Sam San. And it's like the Mecca. Iron Sports is like the Mecca of the Ninja world,
mm-hmm.
Ninja Warrior world. And I wound up meeting a couple ninjas. One of them led to Daniel Gill. I invite them out to my 40th birthday party. And we wind up, he says, would I like to represent them? And I just said, well, I saw Jerry Maguire in college, and it always looked fun, so yeah, I'll give that a shot. And it was a hobby, honestly. It was a hobby the first year. And if you would have told me, you know, 4.5, 5 years later, I'd be representing, you know, 13 individuals and, you know, probably helping a half a dozen others, I would have said no way. But mm-hmm. it's been a wild and fun ride, but definitely I wouldn't be able to do it without the team I've assembled. And I've been really, really fortunate to have really good people come into my life to help other people's visions and passions come to fruition, because that's what's important to me. Is if I can help somebody with, like I said, a product or service or something they do,
mm-hmm.
and help them impact the people that they're trying to impact, so those groups both win, and then I can create a win for myself and my employees, and we're all winning together. Mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting.
So you said you came from the tech world. I'm interested because I have this brilliant idea that everybody's got a brilliant idea, right?
Yeah.
But I have this idea that I think is a multi-billion dollar idea.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't even necessarily want to see have to go all the way to fruition. I would just love to have the idea protected and presented.
Yeah,
so,
stop you if you have any excitement, is I am not from the tech world. I was in the tech world doing some sales as a total transition. I've been a strength conditioning coach, PE teacher, pretty much, you know, off and on my entire life. I love the fitness industry. Like Nigel mentioned, there's a company called Endless Rope that I'm the CEO of, and that's just a whole wild ride in and of itself.
That was a whole story.
It's a whole crazy story. But again, on that, what I realized about tech is I need to get out of tech. Like if you don't have a CTO or a person that can code and understand that stuff, you're in big trouble. Cause, mm-hmm. I actually was in one tech company. We had a small exit, and it's really basically just getting everybody paid back with a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
Started a second one, and that ended brutally. And that's when I realized, yeah, I should not be in tech. So, yeah. So my tech experience and advice
that's
to you
closed.
Would be get away from it unless you have somebody that knows what they're doing behind a keyboard.
But you are originally from Reading, right?
I'm from Southern California, but I moved to Shasta County when I was about 5.
Oh, yeah.
And I've lived here. I just turned 45, and I've lived here every year except for 3. We had a little jaunt to Oregon for 3 years coaching and came back, and here I am.
Yeah, okay. I moved to Reading when I was 5, too.
Awesome. I moved to Reading when I was 47-something. 40, I don't know. Anyway, this is the end of the first segment. We will be right back. Thank you.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Ideas who that band is?
No.
No. See, a little bit of ZZ Top in the morning. Never
is it? Before. Okay.
So, we have Mr. Kevin Cry here in the radio. He's one of the good ones here in Reading. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people know exactly the reach that
the
impact on on our community. He's kind of I don't want to say the silent type, because he's not really silent.
Hence the reason never
but I don't know if people in Reading know that, you know, Olympians and American Ninja Warriors and
directors hence the reason never judge a book, right, by its cover. Because here you have what you have, which in itself is great, the Ninja Coalition over there. It's awesome.
Right.
But you don't know hardly how deep the roots actually go.
Yeah. So you moved to Reading. You grew up here. You went to high school.
Went to Anderson High School. Class of 94, love the Cubs. It's different. Like Reading, everyone that's lived here or moved away and come back. I mean, you can say what you want about Shasta County, but there's a lot of great things here. It's a great place to have grown up.
Hey, 15 years of a magazine.
Yeah.
Telling the good things. There's tons of stuff, right?
Yeah. I got to play for the legendary Coach Bob Reed, which, there's a whole group of us that played for him over the course of 30, almost 40 years. So it's a cool group to be a part of.
So how did you start the Ninja Coalition gym?
So the gym was started out of we did during the car fire. We had an event at Reading Neighborhood Church, and we didn't know months before that there was going to be a huge fire the weekend we had this big event planned. And so we wound up staying there. I think it was like 18 days. Jonathan Horton, the Ninja Warrior and Olympian, was here for quite a few of those. He stayed extra. Daniel Gill, who won season 12 of Ninja Warrior, I think he was here for all of them, but like one. He flew home to feed his animals and get the mail and then came back. And it was so impactful, over 8,000 kids and families. And we were doing this event and people were being notified literally sitting and watching that their houses had burned to the ground. So it was a really, really special time in the sense that we could bring some joy to some kids and some families in a very, very dark time. So, unfortunately, a few short months later, the campfire happened. Mm. And I tried to take my course down there and do the same thing, but everything was being used as shelters. Mm-hmm. There was nowhere to go. So,
because it was so much bigger.
Correct. Yeah. So I contacted the mall and said, hey, I want to do this benefit, for campfire victims, raise some money, invite families up if they wanted to make the drive. And we did have about 20 or 30 families or carloads of people come up who had, been displaced and had Ninja Warriors come out. I had 4 of them. I had Jesse Lebrecht, Joe Morofsky, Jonathan Horton, and Daniel all came out at different times over the course of 2 weeks. So we got to spread a lot of love to those kids. And then and that was in the fall. So fast forward to February, we were asked to do the Super Bowl of Rugby in Hong Kong. And so we went over to Hong Kong in Causeway Bay, which is the most expensive real estate in the world. It was amazing. So we set our course up and did a huge event there. And part of it was I brought all the equipment back because I bought the equipment in Shenzhen. So it was pretty inexpensive compared to buying it here in the U.S. And I was going to bring it back and sell the equipment. But then I really just felt like I wanted to keep doing stuff for kids. And so we put the equipment there, started to really get a good run. And then the shutdown happened. And so we kind of rebooted it back up a few months later. So we're a little over 2.5 years in now, and we're super thankful we decided to do it. Amber's, of course, is incredible. Our head trainer, Talon, does a great job. All of our trainers. But it's really, really neat because we're giving a lot of kids a very special experience. When kids are losing experiences today at a rapid, rapid rate, anxiety, the fitness level of kids, all of it is just brutal. And then you throw in, you know, that we have, you know, we live in a chimney almost for 3 months of the year, the last few months, that the kids can't go outside. So I really look at Ninja Coalition HQ as more of a calling than even a business. And don't get me wrong, I'm a capitalist. I want to make money, all that kind of stuff. But it's special what we're able to provide for a lot of kids in Shasta and Tehama County who make the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to reiterate, if you're listening and you have kids, especially now, right? Kids, you know, they're coming for your kids. kids are at the bottom of the food chain here. And the psychological impact on our kids over the last year has been crazy, and especially now.
Really so, crazy.
If you actually want to see them come alive a little bit and empower them, the Ninja Coalition HQ gym at the Mount Shasta Mall is probably one of the better places to bring them. And every time I'm there,
every day,
I see all these kids there, and they're just having a great time, right?
Yeah.
And they get to swing from the apparatus that you see on the American Ninja Warrior TV mm-hmm. show. It's kind of cool.
No, it's great. And I'm, like I said, we're really lucky with the team we have. And we have a couple school districts that we do a lot with, like Reading School District and Cascade. I mean, there's a lot of good leaders, a lot of good superintendents locally. But I will say Rob Adams and Jason Province of those two districts. You talk about leading from the front as people that care about and love kids. Those two men and their teams and their staff care about kids to another level, I would say. And again, that's no slight to any other superintendent or any other principal in our area, but those two guys, it's, you know, being an administrator or being really in any vocation right now isn't, it's changed. It's never going back. Everyone has to realize it's different.
Yep.
You know, 2021 or 2018, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The days of old are gone. And so now, you know, when people, you know, put things on the line, whether it be their careers or their reputation for kids, I mean, I'll jump on that boat.
Sure.
I'll step down off my soapbox.
No. You know, my personal opinion is, you know, what adults do to adults, that's one thing. But it's, you know, the kids should be off limits, right?
At least of these, yep.
And so,
100%.
And what a shame adults do to adults, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what's this ugly?
No, careful. Don't get me going now here.
Don't get me started.
No, I already took your soapbox.
Yeah, well,
it's over here.
and that's the one. That's the irony of representing so many people. I'm pretty aligned with a lot of them. Some of them, you know, we do differ on some things, and that's okay. But again, the one theme is everybody I work with has to absolutely adore and love kids. They don't have to have kids.
Yeah.
But you got to understand the importance of the role that you play. So if you're going to tell a joke or do something that, you know, you probably shouldn't have kids listen to, then, you know, you need
don't
to make
say
sure.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I basically say if I can't have those individuals around my kids at any time or on a phone call or in the car with me, then it's not the right person for me.
Mm-hmm. So you drop Motley Crue then is what you said.
I dropped Motley Crue. Yeah. No, yeah. That's a whole other thing too. Is like, you know, there's so many different ways to reach kids and to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
Music, you know, magic, you know, all kinds of cool. I know, what a lead in, right?
I was going to say, you know, out of everybody here, there's somebody here who has definitely the best hair.
Yeah.
In the history of radio.
What? You're not talking about me?
Yeah.
My right. Three hairs do amazing things.
So,
well, this is, yeah, well, just.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say, like, this is just a perfect example. Like, for me, like, I know you're going to segue into it, but I just, I love seeing people win, and I love seeing people win for the betterment of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing people win for the betterment of other people that benefits kids as well. Okay. I'll shut up. There we go.
No, that's good.
Hey, someone record that or make sure I get that because I want to trademark that.
This actually is being recorded and goes to an archive. So.
No, I know. All these wires have to lead to somewhere.
That's funny. So we do have a special guest that you brought with you.
Is this So you, do you represent him?
Nope.
Oh, no. Okay.
No. I mean, I went to his
show. Found him on the street?
I went to his show last night, and I just told one of the gentlemen that was putting it on. I said, man, that guy's talented. I said, if there's anything I can do for him while he's in town, let me know. And then he texted.
Here we are.
I said, yeah, hey, you gotta come on this show with me tomorrow and just talk a little bit about yourself, what you've done.
How cool.
He's amazing.
His name is John Michael Hinton, and as he says, he's a speaker, magician, and redhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's his claim to fame.
The redhead. Well,
is that
yeah.
mic working for you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
It is. Is
yeah.
it?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Am I here? Am I in a box? Am I in a can? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
That's this one here. It's for his headphones, okay. So I don't know if he's on.
Can we hear him?
I don't know.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I can hear you
go.
Now.
Hey. What's up, guys?
How are
Hi.
You? So John Michael Hinton. Do people just call you John, JMH or John Michael
JMH.
Hinton?
All of the above, literally.
Yeah. Well, so welcome back to Reading.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you give us a little overview of why you're here?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in town last night and tonight. I'm doing shows at Pathway Church, mm-hmm. and I actually have another show tonight. I think the whole event starts at 6 p.m. I think I'm on at 7 for a full show. Tonight's show, actually, a big portion of it is this very show that I did at the Magic Castle. The Magic Castle, are you guys familiar with Magic Castle? Have you heard of this?
In Hollywood?
Yeah, in Hollywood, it's
top secret.
Top secret. Like, Neil Patrick Harris was our president for a long time, and like, it's just this.
Is that because it's magic and you have to keep the magic secret?
There's a few reasons why it's secret.
Well, no, it's in the heart of Hollywood, right. And it's just for members and their guests. And so there's a lot of celebrities. Like, actually, when I was there, I mean, I could drop a lot of names right now of people that were performing, but I'm going to be performing that very act. Magicians have a bunch of different shows and stuff, but mm-hmm. your Magic Castle act is like what you hold special, and mm-hmm. that's what I'll be doing tonight during my show. So
excellent.
That's super cool. But yeah, I love Reading. I actually went to Simpson University.
Mm-hmm.
Go Red Hawks. So I was in Reading for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
From 2000 to 2007. And yeah, so it's really nostalgic walking around Reading, and I'm loving it.
So how did you get into being a musician, a magician?
Magician, yes.
Magician.
No, that's normal. Actually, often when people say, "What do you do?" and I say I'm a magician, they say, "Oh, cool. What do you
play?"
I know. so that's pretty normal. No, I was born to be on stage. I knew from the second I knew what a stage was, I knew I had to be on it.
I was home.
From the moment I saw TV, I knew I had to be on it. I just knew. And magic was the medium that I could use. My dad is a magician. And so he's like, hey, if you want to come on stage, you can bring this wand to me. And as a 4-year-old, I was like, okay, I'm on the stage.
If I'm on stage, yeah.
As long as I'm on the stage, I'm good to go. And I feel more comfortable in front of 500 people than I do sitting in the room with you four guys.
Are you nervous, mate?
Not nervous as much, but I just definitely feel comfortable. It's funny because a lot of people, I think that's one of their number one fears is to
but
be on
true.
Stage.
True. I love to be on stage, and I love it when the crowd is big. And the smaller it is, the more intimate, right?
You yep.
feel like they can see into your soul or something. When it's big, to me, it's just like a wall, right?
Yeah. All you see is lights,
yeah.
and you have the mic.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like a therapy session,
yeah.
honestly. It's like, you get to listen to me right now for some reason, and
I love it.
I'll pretend like you guys aren't there, and we're going to have fun.
So your dad got you into being a magician?
Magician, yes.
Okay. And when was the first trick? Do you remember when the first trick you played and you realized, oh, this is kind of fun?
Oh, you know, literally at 4 years old when I stepped on the stage, I don't even remember, I mean, I know different tricks and stuff, but it was, again, for me, it was getting to be able to impart a performing art to other people and help them, honestly, escape reality,
mm-hmm.
if just for a minute, escape all the stresses of this world. Even as a 4-year old, I got that, man, I could, in a sense, really help people just be able to check into a new place that and bring some joy to them.
I think that's awesome.
Check out, check in.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's cool. All right, so we're at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, we have to take a break.
It's gone quick.
I
know. Number 20.
Because we're getting sucked in.
I know, this is great. By the redhead
yeah.
and the ninja dude.
Right.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning, Northern California. We're back. California Venture District Radio Show. Radio Show number 20. My name is Nigel, and I got my good friend James Mazzotta here.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're right in the middle of it with this guy with this amazing red
unicorn.
Hair.
The copper unicorn.
That's a new one. That's a new one. Most people just call me John Michael, but the copper unicorn is is new.
Well, you can, you know, we were talking about, you know, we actually live stream now on YouTube because we were talking about how we wish people could see your hair. Well, there you go. I forgot. If you go to YouTube and you put in KCNR, you can see us streaming live. You can see this beautiful, beautiful locks that go straight up and defy gravity.
Right.
It's magic.
It's totally magic.
So back in the 80s on the Sunset Strip, that would have been considered like, you know, 45 minutes of Aquanet.
See, I don't even know what that is. I was born in 81. I have no idea.
Okay, okay.
Oh, my God, you're a baby.
So you are a professional magician. I'm going to say that.
I'm a professional entertainer who does magic. I do magic, and also I do speaking engagements and stuff like that all over the nation.
So have you been a professional magician for ever since you... like, could become a professional?
No, this was my plan Z, honestly. I was 7 years ago that kind of came at a crossroads in what I was doing, and my wife and I, if you want to start being a professional entertainer, you probably should start when you can surf around on your buddy's couch and, you know, work for pennies and, you know, just, it doesn't matter because you don't have a wife, you don't have kids.
That's right.
And I started with a wife and 2 children.
Lord.
I had one on the way at 31.
That was a bad idea right from the get-go.
Yeah, but, you know, we had the opportunity, and literally my wife and I looked at each other and said, man, we have this opportunity, and we'll always wonder, what if? What if we don't take this big risk? What if we don't do this? And we'll kick ourselves. So we took the big step, we took the big risk, and we went for it. And 7 years later, I mean, we haven't missed a bill. I get to perform, honestly, all over the place in crowds that I'm just like, I'm so, like, over and over, I'm looking at my wife, I'm like, I don't know why I get to be on a stage this big. Like, cool. You know, like, over and over.
So what are some of the bigger stages you've been on?
Oh, I mean, I've been on festivals to big conferences to probably one of my most notoriable thing was I was on Penn & Teller's Fool Us a couple years ago on the CW's hit show, Penn & Teller's Fool Us, and I was the second person ever to do a Rubik's Cube trick on there, and man, it was so fun. What's interesting about Penn & Teller's Fool Us, it's a reality show, it's a competition show, but it's not. Like, there is the hook of, can you fool Penn & Teller? But that's, even Penn & Teller hate, they've said this over and over on their shows and podcasts, that they hate that hook. They just want to show good magic.
Sure.
And so the fact that I got to go on there, honestly, they were some of the nicest people I ever met. The crew, everybody there, they wanted me to succeed. Where, I mean, I have friends that have been on, I'm not going to, you know, talk bad about any other shows, but a lot of other of these reality shows where they're almost looking for you to fail because then they can use it even more in the highlight reel, right? In fact,
what a shame.
In Penn & Teller's Fool Us, actually, if you watch the clip, easiest way to find it, you can go on YouTube and type in my name, John Michael Hinton, or you can go to my website, johnismyfriend.com. It's a real website.
Is that because of what she said? on the.
Oh
the,
no, she said that because
you were, and I thought, oh, what a great name.
So every one of my shows here's a whole another tangent, but I can't stand it when people go to a show to be entertained and they're made fun of. Like, I know some people, like, they like that sort of comedy, and that's fine. That's fine. You want to go and you know what you're getting in for. This is an insult comic. Okay, whatever. But if I take my wife or my kiddos to a show and we're there to be entertained, I paid my hard-earned money, I want to relax, and then they make fun of us. Or they make fun of that one guy. They pick on that one guy. And even if that one guy's laughing while he's being picked on, when he leaves, he's like, man, that guy was a jerk. You know? Like, and so I promised myself, I'm like, if anybody comes up on my stage, they're going to be my friend. And so as a joke at the beginning, I would start to ask people, hey, you want to be my friend? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And to the point now I even have stickers that I hand out that say, John is my friend. Like, do you want to be my friend? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, that's one. Oh, I have stickers. Mm-hmm. And I give somebody a sticker. And it kind of stuck. And my wife's like, you should get johnsmyfriend.com.
The real reason why I thought is because I watched the reel. And then, of course, the host of the show.
Yeah, Alice Tannigan. Yep.
Yeah, she was like, we're good friends now.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Well, you did that because of her.
Yeah, no, we had our makeup done next to each other. And she's super cool. But anyway, like on the show, going back to Penn & Teller's Fullest, if you watch the clip, you're going to see me take a Rubik's Cube and take it 20 moves away, mm-hmm. and then in 1 second, just, it's solved.
It's solved,
yeah. And I do, literally, that's not magic. That's just skill. I literally do 20 moves in 1 second.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. On a Rubik's Cube, pressure...
By the way, he's holding a Rubik's Cube.
Of course I'm holding a Rubik's Cube, right? Yeah. It's so, you should watch
on YouTube.
Well, you guys can see, like, this one's mixed, but if we just kind of move it around like this, you can see the moment that it solves itself.
Okay, that's freaky.
Now everybody's like, what did you just do? Go to my YouTube channel, go to my website, you'll see it all. But anyway, I did this thing,
that
20 moves in
weird.
1 second.
That was weird.
I know, it was kind of like...
It's a little early, mate. It's 8:37 in the morning. And
you don't have enough coffee. but it puts so much pressure on the cube to do 20 moves in 1 second. And I'd done this, oh, I don't know, at least 100 times a day for the 2 months, 2.5 months straight, knowing that I was going to be on the show, making sure I could do it. You know, I did it in the super cold, so in case it was cold in the theater, you know, what it professional
different
does, right?
Different temperatures.
Exactly, literally, because I don't know if my hands, I mean, it's really hard. I'm using every finger going 20 moves in a second. It's just skill. So I get on the show, Penn and Teller are sitting there. Cameras are on me. Their audience sitting there knowing this is going out to millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
They announce me. I do the thing. I get 20 moves away, and I go, watch. And as I turn it, my cube explodes.
Oh.
Like, it breaks apart because there's so much tension on this cube. It literally pops apart. One of the pieces pop above my head and fall to the stage, breaks in half. And I literally look at the audience and go,
I don't have another one.
Yeah, exactly. That was cool. And then as if the voice of God, the producer is like, John, we're going to have you pause for technical difficulty. I'm like, technical difficulty? My cube doesn't work. but luckily, I looked at it. I know enough about cubes. Cubes are supposed to be able to come apart a little bit. So I was able to put it back together, solve it, because I had done 18 moves, and the last two moves is what did it. And I went, okay, I'm good. Okay, I'm ready to go. 45 seconds later, and they said, oh, you're ready again? And I said, yeah, we can go. And they said, oh, great. Best thing that could have happened to me.
Yeah.
Because as I'm sitting there, ready to go, take two, I thought, what's the worst thing that could happen? My cube could explode on national television. Oh, that already happened. Okay, let's go. I was there, and what's great about this, Penn & Teller, you'll never see that. Why? Because Penn & Teller fool us.
That's a magic.
They want to show off good magic. If I was on any of the other reality shows, that would have been in. It would have been, thank you very much, magician fails.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool to work with people. And honestly, even when I'm traveling around, I like to, when any client books me, I consider it a partnership. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm interviewing that client as much as they're interviewing me, being like, do I want to work with you? Like, I want to hang out with my friends. I want to hang out and, again, spread joy and have fun. So
So you are performing this evening.
Yeah.
Show number two. How was show number one?
Oh my goodness. It was so fun. people came out. It's great when you can see either single people having fun or a married couple that kind of just push into each other and, you know, the husband kind of holds his wife a little tighter or, you know, they can laugh with their kids or something about, seeing a kid look up at his dad and like, hey, how'd you do that? How do you do that? And I don't know either. And, you know, you create this memory. Like, honestly, at the end of the show, I could care less if they remember John Michael Hinton. If they just remember, there was this guy with weird red hair on stage, and he did this and this and this, and I remember my kid's face. That's what I want them to remember. I want them to have that memory. of the incredible.
I loved that you said that, you know, your passion is obviously to entertain, right?
Yep.
Put somebody in a space where they don't have to think about reality. They can get lost in what's happening in front of them and really connect. And, you know, funny thing is, you know, I love magic. I mean, who doesn't? It's so cool to watch, right?
It's but so fun.
That was kind of freaky, though.
Yeah. Now. Well, no, I know, but it is. Magic's very freaky. I actually took my kids to a magic show at the Civic years ago, and forgive me, because you would think of how moved I was, I should remember his name, and he's world famous, but I'm exhausted, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah, probably David Copperfield.
Yeah, yes, thank you, David Copperfield.
I was at that show.
Were you?
I was, when I lived in Reading. Yeah, he came here.
It actually, I got emotional, and I actually cried.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it moved me that much. And that was the one where it was like, you know, you got to meet family that you hadn't seen in years.
Yep.
On the beach of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right? That was the most, I got goosebumps just now remembering about it. It was so moving.
So what you're describing, actually, there's a term for that in among us magicians. It's called breaking the show. It's somewhere in the show. If it's a good, like, some guys just do slapstick. Well, that's, you know, there's entertainment and there's art. I'm trying to do art that's entertaining.
This is mind-blowing.
At one point in the show, I mean, every show, I don't care who I'm performing or whatever, I don't want to just, like, yes, I want you to have fun, I want you to have memories,
yeah.
But also I want to leave you and impact you with some joy and some hope, if you will.
Well, that's what it sticks.
The brain
takes it in once you activate the emotion.
Well, like, I'm doing a show tonight, in my show tonight, I'm doing this whole thing that I say, hey, It's all about my grandfather. When I first started doing magic, he gave me 3 coins, and it's just awesome that, you know, he gave me these 3 coins. They're half dollars, you know, they're pure silver, 99% silver, walking liberties. And he gave these to me, and my grandfather collected coins for over 8 decades. And literally 3 months after he gave me these coins, somebody broke into his house and stole his entire coin collection, like everything. Tens and tens of thousands of dollars of precious coins stolen. And part of me, I was like, I wish I could just give these back to him. He said, no, you keep them. I gave them to you. And I use them, honestly, as an example to say, hey, this last year was a thief to a lot of us, and I so wish I could give it back. But here's something I'll never forget. The day that my parents knocked on my door and I was able to look at my kids and tell them that a hug was no longer dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That they can now hug their grandparents again. And using, honestly, some dumb magic trick. Like, the trick in itself, I mean, is it cool? Yes. Is it fun? Yes. But it's a dumb magic trick at the end of the day. But if I can help somebody remember what's important, that, man, gathering together, the fact that we now get to gather again together, mm-hmm. and be able to embrace each other, embrace our grandparents,
mm-hmm.
man, yeah. Like, if I can have you remember that.
Sure. And that's exactly
done.
What happens, yeah.
Goal accomplished. So.
Isn't that funny that you were at the same show? Right? I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was so powerful. And it was, you know, and I did not go to a magic show expecting any. I just expected to just be entertained, right?
Yeah.
I left there just completely dumbfounded and shocked and, like, emotionally, like, all tore up. It was, like, so cool.
Yeah.
And the magic was phenomenal. Like, I just was blown away to see people disappear in the middle of a room, just poof, and then show up on a video, them walking on the beach in Hawaii with a loved one that they hadn't seen in 15 years,
yeah.
Right? It was like, what in the hell? And then the sand comes, they come back with the sand in their
yep.
pockets. And
yep. No, it's great.
It was cool. It was really cool.
I've only been to one magic show, and that was actually at the Magic Castle in Hollywood, and I don't even remember who it was.
Well, there's a lot of bars at the Magic Castle.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
No, there was food involved. There was no, yeah. no bar for me, but there was
okay.
food.
That's part of that's the part of the secret, right? Is it's the mind wipe right before the end.
Yes, exactly. The little red light from Men in Black.
Men in Black, yeah. Poof. You don't remember anything. You were there, but that's it.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, we have one more segment left, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning, California Ranger District Radio Show. Is that peanut break right there?
That's it was, good. And a sip of coffee, and then awesome. I took my headphones off my mic, and it started to raise up on its own hydraulically. And
magic.
I know, right?
Radio show number 20, we have Kevin Cry in the studio with us, and we have a special redhead magician speaker dude, John Michael Hinton.
It's better than Copper Unicorn. I like that much better. Yeah.
And so people in the chat are being very friendly. And right?
Always.
And so they all want to know, where are you performing this evening?
Yeah, I'm performing at Pathway Church. It's actually, we're doing an outdoor thing so that Pathway Church. So everybody can feel safe. We're putting on a big jumbotron, so no matter where you're sitting in the parking lot, you'll be able to see
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Have you seen it?
Oh, I was there last night.
Okay.
And like I said, the event starts at 6 p.m. I go on at 7, but mm-hmm. it's gonna be a really good time.
You can drive by and see them doing like movie nights sometimes for the mm-hmm. kids off the freeway. It is intense.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. They have a sweet setup there.
So how long is your set?
I have a full 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how much everybody wants to get into it. Honestly, sometimes I hit 45 and I said thank you very much, and sometimes I become a party director of controlled chaos. honestly, those are my favorite. If you see my show, if you saw it last night or you see it tonight, you'll realize I just like to have fun up there. Right. And, I don't take myself too seriously. I don't take my hair too seriously. Like, I don't take anything too seriously.
You have to be able to make fun and have fun of your, self-deprecating humor, right?
Yeah. The only person made fun of is my hair. That's it. Cause everybody's my friend.
It has its own identity, its own website. It's,
it does. JohnIsMyFriend.com. Did we plug that yet?
So, JohnIsMyFriend.com?
Yeah, I've heard of that website.
Yeah. So, you obviously have more than just a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I do.
And 45 minutes of Rubik's Cube.
So, everything I do is with ordinary objects, though. Like, I don't have any of the big boxes. Like, David Copperfield is amazing, and he has, but I don't have all of his illusion techs. I don't have all of his big apparatus. I don't have his big semi-truck that shows up to do mm-hmm. that show. I show up, and I'm doing an hour last night, an hour tonight, all out of my backpack. Because I'm using...
Well, Carrot Top has just a little trunk.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
and,
so I'm using...
And that just keeps going and going and going.
I mean, yep. I'm using cubes. I'm using, I think I'm using Oreos tonight, some cards. Just basically ordinary objects doing extraordinary things. Because to me, that's what I'd want to see. I'd want to be like, well, wait, I have Oreos, but they don't do that at home.
Yeah. I was going to say, can you make an Oreo hover across to my mouth? You
know, that'd be awesome. I'll work on it.
I still haven't been able to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, you should. It's not any 12-year-old now on YouTube can teach you how to do it.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's a good reminder. So the underlying theme for this show has been, and I didn't really put it together, is for kids. So we have here two gentlemen who are...
Yeah. And just for our listeners, we had a mic go down, so these gentlemen are going to have to share
sure,
a mic.
Mike. Yeah. So we have Kevin Cry, who does a lot of stuff, right, mm-hmm. and travels a lot, goes all over the country, is making all these deals. But right here in town, we have the Ninja Coalition Gym, which is a great place for kids, right? It's a great place, and I hate to be that cliche tagline where a kid can be a kid, but this is one of the few places in town where a kid can be a kid and, you know, hang on the furniture, right? And there's a Ninja Coalition competition going on, so this month. So if you have kids ages 6 to adult, right? So, James, you and I can participate, too, on this Ninja Coalition.
So you're saying it's not just for kids. It's also for adults.
Yeah, absolutely. We have adults that come. For this competition, we'll have some adults as far away as San Francisco, Concord, cool. Yeah, area. Come up.
So this is going to be great. So October 15th and 16th at Ninja Coalition HQ, which is the for those who, you know, you drive by the Mount Shasta Mall and you see that sign there in the corner next to Sprouts, it says Ninja Coalition HQ. I meet a lot of people and say, wow, what
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, we're not selling the blender. And we're not a dojo where you could get exotic swords.
Right.
Yes. That's why we have the sign out front now.
Right. Gym. Okay. Ninja Coalition is a great place to bring your kids. So if you're looking for a healthy way to motivate your kids, especially in these times, Ninja Coalition is a great place to do that. And then this evening we have the redhead with the 10 gallons of Aquanet. That's great. At Pathway Church, which is great for kids, right?
That's our day, Nigel. Aquanet's been banned because of the fluorocarbons. It's destroying the earth. This is
Well, I just remember being...
I still don't know what you guys are talking about with this Aquanet. So
I'm obviously three times older than you.
Back
in the 80s.
I used to have a mohawk. Right?
Okay.
And to get it to stand up, you used to use Aquanet, all weather purpose.
Awesome.
And it literally was a bottle of like lacquer that would spray out into your hair. And then,
I love it.
And then
I used
harden.
To, back in the 80s, I used to work with
hair bands.
Hair bands all the time. Poison, right? I used to work with poison all the time. And it would be like, you know,
that hair needed Aquanet.
Two cans per head.
Wow.
Right? Well, you know, one thing, Nigel, I want to circle back to really quick because I want to make sure that, and this isn't about the hair, but I want to say when we talk about the kids and his show tonight, the reason why I just felt really compelled yesterday, knowing I was coming on today and knowing that you guys, you and James, are all about Reading and families and kids. What's great about it is my son, my youngest, or our youngest, is fourth grade. And my wife and I are, I'll just say I'm 45. I'm not supposed to say her age, right? But we all left with something way different. And my son says, wow, my mind was blown. And it was just pretty funny coming from Canon. And my wife and the people sitting next to us, I mean, you have people that you would look like they played like ZZ Top or they're from the tropics, you mm-hmm. know, or, you know, which is the bar down there by Tiger Field. So you have such a wide array of people. And this isn't a church event. So I want people to understand this isn't a church event. This is an event that you could go to. You know, whether you're at the Staples Center, you're at the Cascade, or you're at the parking lot of Pathway Church, it's a family event that it's clean and so very needed for families. So I'm sorry, I just feel super compelled to make sure people know, like, you're not going to come and you're not going to get, you know, beaten over the head with a Bible or something like that. This is just something where you should come and be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to take an offering, I promise. I'm good.
Well, so, I mean, that's one of the things about Pathway specifically. I mean, they put on just family events, right? And it's not, even though it's at a church, it doesn't always feel like you're being, you know, preached to, or you just come and have a good time with your family, right?
Well, yeah, Paul Tuttle Jr., you know, the chopper guy, you know, he was there a couple years ago. And so you have just a very wide array, a very eclectic group of people that come because I think, there's a wide eclectic group of people in Reading and everything, you know, and there's always something for somebody. That's why I love it.
Right.
That
honestly
is what America is.
Yeah.
A big eclectic group of people.
I hope it stays that way.
Right?
Yeah. Don't get me started, James.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get me started.
I know. I keep throwing a little gasoline on you with a little mat. No. So for a show here, we have a person here on the chat room that says we should do invite the Yates Manufacturing, Rock Climbing Manufacturing.
Okay.
For a show, that would make a good show, and I agree. Okay. They're a world-class mountain climbing gear company that's here in Reading.
Yep, I heard about them.
Yeah, they would
probably be
cool.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
So what are you doing after this? I'm talking to the redhead. Do you have a schedule?
Yeah, well, I might as well plug your schedule.
It's so hard. I'm literally, I mean, I'm doing an event in – Grand Rapids next, and then after that, I think I'm, oh man, where am I? I'm doing something in Texas, and then I'm doing something at Torrey Pines. Like, it's so hard. I'm traveling all over the place, and what's honestly kind of hard about my schedule is it's half and half of public events and private events. I have a lot of corporate clients who just want me for their you know,
enjoyment, motivation, yeah.
Or, you know, people bring me in to either do an employee appreciation event, or they're trying to, you know, they have all their clients there and they want to do something at their cocktail hour. And then I have things like tonight that are a public show. So, honestly, the easiest way to be able to keep up with me is to follow my Instagram, John Michael Hinton. I put all the public shows, I put everything, as well as there's tons of fun reels. If you just want to go watch magic right now, one of the highlight reels on my Instagram, it literally says, watch magic. And there's over 10 minutes where you can just hand it to your kid. You can look at it yourself and just enjoy yourself and be like, what? No! Ah! And it's honestly, what I've heard from more parents and said, me and my kid, we just watch it and we kept saying, wait, and we rewound. Do you know how I did? No! How? And it's so fun to me, again, that you have this memory now with mom and kid or dad and kid, and they get to have this moment together that they will always remember. Do you remember when we saw that? Do you know how I have no idea how that turned into a watch. You know, like all this cool thing. So
I love your energy.
I have a little bit of ADHD and energy.
That's okay.
So.
And I love it.
No caffeine. I don't see any caffeine.
Not yet. I need some.
That's pretty funny.
And you were saying you have a third baby on the way?
Oh no, we have a third kid. Oh. Actually, he turns 3 in a week and a half.
Don't forget the age, man.
Oh no, I got it all.
But you
man.
Said you were like, oh, late 31.
I was 31. I had two kids, and then
don't even sweat it. We started our family when I was 31.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I've been married now 15 years to this gorgeous girl that over and over, the kids are like, Dad, how'd you land mom? Because she's, I mean, if you look at her, we're the couple that when we walk down the street, you're like, huh.
How did that work?
He must be rich, right? No. And so the kids, if you ask, how did your dad get your mom? Well, he's charming.
He's charming, yeah.
Because it's not look, it's charm. So
he does magic. He hypnotizes her.
Yes, exactly.
So you live in Dallas?
I live in North Dallas area, yeah, right above Frisco.
You like Texas?
I lived there for a year. It's great. I mean, the biggest thing I love is that I live in DFW, right? DFW, I can get anywhere in the country in 3.5 hours because I travel constantly, and it means the less travel time it takes means the more time I have with my family.
Well, we're possibly sending one of my twins to Austin for school, so.
Oh, super cool.
So, we have one more minute, Kevin. What's up with you? What's the future look like for you right now?
I have a couple trips scheduled. You know, the thing with travel right now is it's always kind of the more I travel, the better it is for business, but the more I miss my wife and kids.
Yeah.
So, and now that we've got blue skies again, and before it, you know, I think this is the best time of year in Reading, personally. I think the fall is the best.
Right.
When there's no fires and the sky is blue and the soccer fields are packed, I like that. So I have some travel coming up, but, everything's going to be exciting because, I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at the moment I'm supposed to be in.
That's cool.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our show number 20. Show number 20.
Feels like
a regular job.
No, I know.
You know?
Hey, I could think of more sucky jobs.
I know, right?
Hey, I just want to say I really appreciate you guys doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You.
Yeah, I appreciate your guys'
I'm going to reach out to you again for the magazine, too, because I think it
would
be cool.
I would love that.
So thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.